Recorded Books presents Anger Bang by Avery Flynn, narrated by Lance Greenfield and Kirsten Lee. Chapter 1. Feelings were things best folded into mental origami and stuffed into the back pocket of a pair of awful, turn yourself into a pretzel to get them off leather pants, and Thea Pope would know. She'd bought a pair during a night spent online shopping while wine-drunk on her couch in her Harbor City studio apartment and learned a valuable lesson. When one buys leather pants boozed up, one risks popping a hip out of place peeling them off when sober. But why did her emotions need to stay shoved in the back of her closet, still in the back pocket of those fully endorsed by Satan leather pants? Because Thea would never, ever, abso-fucking-lutely ever take them out and put them on again. Therefore, the devil pants would remain forever squashed up in a little ball on the floor of her closet, so she could pretend the pants, and ergo her feelings, didn't exist. Issues? She had none, because everything was fine. Totally fine. Without a doubt, perfectly fine, with a dollop of extra fine on top. Fine. This was exactly what she'd told her therapist during their weekly session. Thea still felt grumbly that her best friend Nola had strong-armed Thea and their other best friend Astrid into signing up for private sessions, arguing that if they didn't all get therapized at the same time, they might grow apart. But Thea didn't need therapy. She was fine. F-I-N-E. Fine. Are you trying to convince me you're fine or yourself? Dr. Kowecki asked, yanking Thea back to the here and now. Thea glanced up at her therapist. Unlike Thea, Dr. Kowecki didn't fidget or fight to keep her gaze from melting back into the dark blue floral pattern of the Persian rug between the leather club chair, where Dr. Kowecki sat, and the leather couch where Thea, who was desperately trying to keep her cool exterior in place, sat, clasping her hands tightly together in her lap. Who knew knuckles could turn that white? It's true, Thea said. And so the fact that you were passed over for the promotion at the museum is just fine? Passed over for Perry, the old money legacy with 5 years less experience than her? She swallowed the automatic frustrated groan and just let that shit go. I can't change it, so I'm choosing to move forward. Dr. Kowecki lifted an eyebrow in question. But you aren't upset that someone with less experience and fewer qualifying credentials than you got the job you applied for? There's no point in getting upset. Or at least there was no point in showing it. She would be like a reed and let this epic bullshittery flow through her like the wind. It's fine. Dr. Kowecki slapped her notebook shut and, with jerky movements, snapped the cap back on her pen, then set both items down on the small table by her chair with an annoyed sigh. That's become my most unfavorite word. Really? Thea asked, her blood pressure skyrocketing as she grasped at any conversational topic that would put them back on an even keel where she liked it. Mine's bollocks. I had a roommate in college who thought cursing with British terms made her sound smarter. Thea discreetly wiped her suddenly sweaty palms on her jeans. My roommate even started talking with a fake British accent. She was from Akron. Interesting, but not the point. Dr. Kowecki took off her black-rimmed glasses and chewed on the end of the straight part as she let out a weary sigh. Thea braced herself. She knew that sigh. It was the sigh of disappointment. Thea had lots of experience with that sigh, starting with when she was 12 and lost the last bit of adorable kid sister look that her mom had parlayed into a minor success as a child actor in commercials. Of course, then Thea had become a gangly, zit-prone teen, and the casting calls, blessedly for an attention-shy person like her, had stopped coming. Her mom had never forgiven her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?